Praise the Lord. You have your Bibles turned to Acts, the 27th chapter. I want you to look with me to the 20th verse to begin to read tonight. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest laid on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosened from creed, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee." Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for the Spirit of God. Now we ask you, Lord, to anoint us tonight. God, give us special anointing to minister thy word, that we might be able to help someone here in the house of God tonight. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight from the 20th verse there where Paul said, or the word of God said, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. And I'd like to say tonight, if I titled the sermon, I'd title it All Hope Gone. I guess every one of us sometime or another have been in situations to where that we felt like that all hope was gone. Brother William said tonight about the man that fell over the cliff, and many times he felt like giving up, he felt like turning loose, and he felt like all hope was gone. But when it came to that place, then came someone to rescue him, and he was brought to safety. I feel tonight that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is still standing by to come to our rescue. Tonight, as we looked into the Word of God, here was men that were sailing on the sea, and the Apostle Paul was on board with them. Well, if they'd have just took some good advice and listened to the Holy Roller preacher, they wouldn't have gotten this spot and condition. A lot of people won't listen. A lot of people won't take counseling, and they get themselves in a lot of predicaments and spots that uncalled for if they just listen. But the Bible said that when Paul had told him not to go out there in the first place, but the soft wind began to blow, and they talked to the mariners, and they felt everything was all right. But I'm saying tonight that the devil will set a good way for you if you will walk in that way. But he's got a wind, a storm out there to bust up your ship when he gets you where he wants you. That's right, so we better be willing to take some advice and listen to the word of God. And they wouldn't listen. They got out there on that sea. And as they got out there, the storm began to rage. The Bible said after 14 nights and 14 days, all hope was gone that they should be saved. I can sort of see those mariners there talking to one another in fear and saying, we'll never get back home to see the wife and the children. I just wish we'd have listened to that old Paul. I wish we'd have took his advice. I wish we'd have stayed back there and wouldn't have left yours. We wouldn't have had this trouble. He said, I believe the next wave is going to take us under. All hope of ever seeing our family, all hope of ever seeing as children, as kinfolk. If God, we are going to be buried up the sea. Oh, my friend. And then the Bible said, when all hope was gone, that they'd be saved. Oh, Paul, after long absence, stepped out on that ship and said, fellas, be of good cheer. Woo! Hallelujah! But I imagine they said, where did this Holy Roller come from? Who let that nerd out that come out here when after 14 days and 14 nights we haven't seen the stars at night nor the sun in the daytime? And then when all hope is gone, here comes somebody out and says, be of good cheer. But old Paul said, "Have it not an angel of God that stood by me and told me everything was going to be all right." Amen. When all hope was gone, he said, "Be of good cheer. Everything's going to be all right." Not a one of you's going to be lost. God done already told me that. Every one of you will be saved if you stay in the ship. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Paul said an angel stood by me. And he said that I belong to God. I know who I'm serving. And I know when God speaks to me. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't know when God speaks to them. Come on. I preached in the fellowship meeting Friday night at Brother Powers, and it fitted in, and I feel like it might fit into here knowing when God speaks to you. One lady in our church, I went by to visit her and her mother, and I'm going to tell you, some people can get off on the deep end of things when they go to seeing visions and go to seeing things and saying God told him this and God told him that. Yes, sir. And I went by to visit her and her mother, and it was getting pretty close to winter time. I said, do you think we're going to have a rough winter? She said, oh, yeah. That I was down a praying the other a day and said, my, I just saw the snow just coming down. I said, I just seen all kind of snow falling and said, it's really going to snow this winter. And said, I've already got the deep freeze filled up and we're getting ready for the winter. Well, it happened to be that winter, it didn't hardly snow enough to attack a rabbit. That's right. Amen. But people eat too many dumplings and they eat too many apple pies. They fill up too much on cabbage and go to bed and have some kind of a dream and some kind of a vision and say that the Lord has showed it to us. I was a preaching in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I wanted to take the preacher up an offering. And I said, we're going to have a pin and on service. And, how some people don't know what that is. I said, bring a straight pin. Well, one old fella got the grumps. And he grumped and he grumped and he grumped till the pastor came to me. And he said, Brother Strickland, he said that you can do what you want to, but this guy's just done going around all through the church, and he's got people all upset and about your pinning on service. He said, you can do what you want. I said, okay, thank you. I will. So we got there that night, and I got up, and I said, now, folks, we announced we're going to have a pinning on service. But I said that some people in here, I said, it wasn't nothing but to pin money on your pastor, had to give him an offering, bring a straight pin and pin a bill on him, give him an offering. But I said, some of them in here is so tight, so stingy, till they don't even want to give the pastor an offering. Well, that old goat raised his hand. He said, where is it in the Bible to do that? I said, where is it in the Bible to pass an offering plate? Amen. When people want to get upset at something, they can try to wiggle and squirm around. Amen. I'm after the service, he run up to me and he said, "Brother Strickland, the Lord told me to tell you that." I said, "Yeah, the Lord gets blamed for a lot of things he's not guilty of." Amen. Well, a lot of people think God tells them things when the Lord don't tell them. But Paul knew the voice of God. He knew that when God spoke to him. Oh, Brother Charles Kingsley said that a woman went to church and sat behind another woman and she had her hair all balled up on the back. Amen. And back in those days, they was preaching against wraps in your hair. I didn't know what a wrap in your hair was. Well, I don't know anything about a wrap with a four-legged, you know, caught on the pantry door. On the smokehouse door. Yes, sir. He said, you know, but women use something other they call a wrap to put in their hair to ball their hair up on. And this woman was sitting behind her, and she tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Say, ma'am," said the Lord, or the Holy Ghost, said the Holy Ghost has told me you got a wrap in your hair. She had her hair balled up. He said, "All right, if the Holy Ghost told you that I got a rat in my hair, that you just take my hair down and get it out." He wrapped up and got to pull the bobby pins out. Wasn't no rat there. She missed the mark. She blamed the Holy Ghost with something that the Holy Ghost wasn't guilty of. I'm going to tell you, folks, it's time that we get to know the voice of God. When God speaks to us, Paul said an angel stood by me and said, "Be of good cheer." Amen. When all hope was gone that they should be saved, amen, God stepped in and they are brought to safety. Amen. I'm thinking tonight of men in the Bible that I read about, 10 leprous men that had leprosy, that was separated from the wife, separated from their children. And in those days when they had leprosy, they were put out from the families. They were put out from the city. And they tell me that everyone that came in touch with or in distance of them, they would have to holler, "Unclean, unclean." Many of them had no hope of ever being able to spend another night with a wife or their children. Yeah, they were out there on the hillside hollering, "Unclean, unclean," a cry, and somebody would come out and give them a little food maybe once in a while. But I can see maybe one of them lepers' wives come out on the brow of that hill and holler out, "Honey, where are you?" And he hollered back and said, "Down here." He said, "I've got some good news for you. That I thought that you'd have to have leprosy all of your life. You'd have to be a leper. But then I've heard about a man that can cleanse a leper." I imagine that fella thought hope was all gone. I imagine that woman thought that hope was all gone. But somebody brought her the message that Jesus of Nazareth could cleanse a leper. He said, and I understand that he's traveling this away. And said, if he does, I said, you be sure and get his attention. Hallelujah. I can see a few days roll by and then some more days roll by. And all of a sudden, somebody ran out on that hill again and hollered out, "Here comes Jesus. Here comes doctor, blind man healer, and the leper cleanser." And those 10 lepers run to the top of the hill and looked over, and they met Jesus. And Jesus, amen, healed them and made them whole. Woo! Hallelujah. Hope was all gone. But when they met Jesus, Jesus healed them. He said, go your way. Offer the sacrifice. He burned. One of them turned back and said, Jesus, I thank you for healing me. He said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Woo! They tell me that leprosy, amen, is sort of like sugar diabetes. That you lose the feelings in the parts of your body. Amen, and your body just somehow, can I say it? I don't know no other way to say it, but rots away. Yeah. Yes, sir. And don't have any feeling in your body, or in your feet, or in your hands. But I can see that old leper boy that he said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. When he turned around to start off, amen, he no doubt was barefooted, but he stepped on a rock and he said, oh, my, that hurts. He had never been able for a long time to feel anything in that foot, but Jesus had made him whole. Hallelujah. He swam a little further and he stepped on another rock and he said, oh, that hurts. I want you to know, when all hope is gone, Jesus can step in and bring hope. Can you raise your hand and pray? Woo! Glory to God. Woo! He can take the man that destroyed his life by alcohol. Amen. And sin has destroyed him, separated his family. God can take that man, wash him in his precious blood. Woo! Hallelujah. And send him back home to his family and to make a nice man out of him and a provider. Brother, you can't limit the grace and the power of the saving blood of Jesus. Woo, when all hope was gone, hurried to where that Jesus had taken him up to Calvary. Now they nailed him to an old rugged cross. Put the thief on one side and one on the other. Hallelujah. It looked like there was no hope for them thieves. All hope was gone that they should be saved. But if I could use my imagination, maybe years before that, he had a praying wife. He had a wife that loved the Lord. Amen. And that wife would get out and pray with those children and say, children, pray for daddy. Daddy will get saved. Pray that daddy will give his heart to Jesus. Woo! Said, I want to see him saved. I want to see him made a Christian. Those children would pray, God save daddy. But the time come that daddy kept on stealing. Daddy kept on taking things that didn't belong to him until they finally, the law enforcement got a hold of him. Yeah. Brought him into court and the sentence was to die. Woo! Right. On a certain day, he was going to be taken out and he'd be a nailer, a crucified. The devil slipped up to that little woman and said, you made a fool out of yourself. You've told the children what God could do. You've told them that God was going to save their daddy. Now here he is nailed or be crucified on an old cross. There was no use in you praying. What's those children going to think about you? What are they going to say about you now? And what the faith you put in God. I want you to know the devil will try to discourage you when you've prayed and when you've asked God to do something. But I want you to know the Bible said ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. And God is still on the throne. Children come up to Mama and said, Mama, oh, is it so that Daddy's going to be killed tomorrow? Hallelujah. She said, according to what the law says he is. But is Daddy saved? Daddy's not saved. No, Daddy's not saved. She said, but Mama, we've been praying and Daddy's get saved. What's going to happen? She put her hand over on the little head and said, honey, don't worry. Daddy's going to get saved. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, she said, Daddy is going to get saved. She believed in prayer. She believed in faith in God. That day came. Oh, yeah, Mama got on her knees a-praying. She got the seeking God. They took him out there. They nailed Jesus to the cross. Hung him up between the heavens and the earth. Yep. They hadn't put the other thieves, one on one side, one on the other. One of them started cursing. One of them started just blaspheming. But that one that Mama been praying for. Come on. I said that one that Mama been praying for. Yes, sir. If something got to working down below that fifth rib. He looked over to that one that was a cursing and said, man, you don't know what you're doing. You're out of your mind. Said, look, that feller never done a thing. Had to be hung on that cross. But you and I are the guilty one. Woo! He saw he was guilty. That was getting him pretty close at the Calvary. Brother, you can see, get people to see that they are guilty. They are sinners. You ain't going to be lost. You just see them saved. He looked over there. He said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into your kingdom. And Jesus looked back and said, sir, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Woo! Amen. That little boy was a standing there. And he heard that Jesus said, today, thou wilt be with me in paradise. He lit out running and never stopped till he got back home and said, Mama, Mama, Daddy got saved. Daddy got saved. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And you raise your hand and praise him. Jesus, that today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I believe it was up at Brother Jim Powers' church. I heard somebody tell it. Maybe it was somebody else's church. Amen. That mother came to the pastor and said, Pastor, today was on Wednesday. They had the Wednesday night prayer service and said, today I felt such an urge to pray for my boy. He's left home and run off. I don't know where he's at. I haven't heard from him. But that I felt like a praying for him. Felt like God would just want to save him. Said, will you pray with me? Pastor agreed to pray with her. She prayed and asked God to deal with that boy's heart. Amen. Not knowing where he was at. Not knowing anything. Hadn't received a letter from him since he'd left. Oh, hallelujah. Said that Sunday morning came. That Sunday school class was over. And that pastor was a-getting ready to give that message that morning when the door of that church opened. Hallelujah. And in walked a young man and never sat down at the back but walked right to the front. Amen. And fell in that altar and began to weep and cry. They gave an altar call. People gathered around and prayed and sought God. That boy got up and mama was right there beside of him. Throwed her arms around him. When all hope was gone, that he'd be saved. The world, I didn't give him much of a chance. But I want you to know, when mama got to praying, when the preacher got to praying, that boy said, I don't know what happened to me, but way out yonder, God began to deal with my heart, telling me to go home. Amen. And he said, I couldn't resist it. And then God saved me. I want you to know that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. I read in the Bible to where that there's a group of people. They got together because this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Amen. They brought her out to Jesus. Woo! It seemed like that a stoning was hers. It seemed like that she'd not have a chance. It seemed like that she's going to have to die. Come on, the world didn't give her no chance, and neither did the Christians give her a chance. Come on, I'm going to tell you there's a lot of people today, all of them hadn't died off yet. Come on, brother, let me tell you, the world will give a person more of a chance to hold out with God than what some Christians will. Woo! Somebody comes in and hits the altar and begins to weep and cry, and some Holy Ghost sanctified sith will get up, or George will get up and say, well, I wonder how long they'll hold out this time. Well, if it was on your prayers, they wouldn't make it 1 hour after they left the altar. But on the prayers of those that believe in the power of God, they'll make it. They'll go home and clean up house. Amen. They'll go back to their husband. They'll treat him right. Hallelujah. When prayer is made for them. People won't give others a chance. Oh, criticize them, pointing their finger at them. Yes, sir. I've had people to get saved, and I guess they say West Virginia is a rough place. I've had people to come in the altars and pray and seek God. And before they could ever tell me something, somebody in the church done run up to me and told me all their past life. Ever crooked deal that they'd ever done. I said, I don't need to know that. Amen. I don't want to know what they've done in the past. I just heard them praying. I just heard them say, Jesus, I'm sorry for the sins that I committed. Jesus, I want you to save me and make me a Christian. I want you to know why they were criticizing and gossiping. They come up from the altar speaking in an unknown tongue of magnifying God. Hallelujah. When all hope was gone. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is still the hope of the world. Hallelujah. What are we going to do with her? Stone her. Jesus said, all right. If you want a stoner, you brought her out here. You're the one passing the judgment on her. I said, wasn't they somebody to point their finger at somebody else?
Come on, man.
Didn't have a one out of that whole crowd that had the genuine that they could throw a stone at a sinner woman.
Come on, man.
Woo! Jesus looked up and said, woman, where art thou thine accusers? She said, I ain't got none. Amen. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The world, the Christians may not give any hope, but there's hope in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Savage, I believe it was in your church, Dallas, Texas. Mother Darrell, was it? McDaniels prayed in her husband.
McDaniels.
Amen. And the boys. Glory to God, wouldn't give up. Yeah, the devil will come around and say, there's no use to pray for that boy. No use to pray for him. The Sunday school superintendent's boy at our church rebelled against God. Looked like he wasn't going to get saved. And been saved time and time again, but backslid and away from God. But every Thursday morning we'd gather there to pray at the church. I'd say, God, save that boy. Save him and bring him in. And then one day I said, God, I know you'll save him. I know you're ready to save him, but he just needs to surrender. Now, Lord, help him to surrender. One Saturday night, we was a-singing and the Holy Ghost fell in that place. Amen. And I give an altar call. And old Brother Buck raised his hand. Weighs about 350 pounds and maybe less than 5 feet tall. Raised his hand and got in that altar and began to weep and cry until God saved him. I want to tell you something. Monday morning come, he went and got a haircut. Come on, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you how when you get saved, you'll want to begin to purify yourself even as he is pure. Ooh. Hallelujah. I said, Brooke, testify. He said, I got to the crossroad. And said, the Lord said, you either got to take heaven or hell. This is it. And he said, I've chosen to take heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! I went back through the church the next Sunday night receiving a building fund offering. And he slipped me an envelope, had on a tithe. Woo! Hallelujah. Some people get saved. I say they get saved for 15 years and keep on robbing God.
Come
on!
Yeah.
They just robbed the Lord.
Yeah.
won't give the Lord what belongs to them. But when people get saved, they stop stealing. When Zacchaeus got saved, he said, everything that I've stole from people and taken away from them, I'm going to restore to them fourfold. He stopped the stealing. I read an article to where that in one of our, it could have been Ohio State, to where the big church was, and they had the ushers to receive the offering. And as soon as the ushers received the offering, somebody come through the door with a gun and a mask on his face and said, people, begin to roll your wallets out in the aisle. And nobody moved to call the cop or I'll shoot you. Oh, they said them people began to throw them wallets out in the aisle. And I'm going to tell you, I'd rather give mine up too than to give my life. That's right. I'm not going to hold on to my wallet with a few dollars in it if a man sticking a gun in my face. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to give him pocketbook and all. And if he gives me half of a chance, I'm going to make him a few tracks. And if he lacks him, I'm going to make him some more. Yeah. They throwed their wallets out on the floor. He gathered them up and off he went. And people said, that's terrible. That's terrible. But I want you to know people are set right in church and steal from God Sunday after Sunday. They don't use a gun to do it, but they use selfishness, covetousness, amen, to rob a God out of what belongs to Him. I don't know how I got off on that, but I felt pretty good saying it anyway. Amen. I believe that when people get saved, they'll be honest with God. I've had people to try to throw me off, put $10.02 in an envelope. I knew they made $200 a week. They're trying to make me think they paid their tithes. Thought if they put that 2 cents in there, they'd say, boy, he's honest. Well, people have pulled all kind of shenanigans to keep a dollar. Amen. But I found out the best way to get another dollar is to turn one of them loose. That's right. And the greatest way there is to obey God, give to Him. And the Lord said, I'll give back to you. Shake down, press together, and running over. When it looked like all hope was gone, he banned Sandy Carter going all out into the world. But we called her name in prayer. He banned in one Sunday morning here just a few weeks ago, the Holy Ghost taken over in the Sunday school. The classes went to their class. I gave an altar call. I said, church, I can't preach this morning. We got to come and pray. They gathered in there and prayed for around 45 minutes, maybe to 50 minutes praying. Amen. When they got through praying, there was 2 souls, and one of them was Sandy that was weeping and crying at the altar. Another one was an alcoholic woman that stayed drunk all the time. Yes, sir. Had to have alcohol, but since that morning she ain't drank another one. Amen. Been coming to church praising God when it looked like all hope that they'd be saved. Jesus came and rescued them. How many of you are glad for Him tonight? Stand to your feet and praise Him. I could preach another hour, but I want you to praise God.